Case: Educate Megan on Retirement Planning. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Megan comes in for a meeting. Megan is 60 years old, turning 61 in a couple of months. She has worked at an advertising agency for decades, working her way up the corporate ladder. She saves carefully and has well-performing investments. The last few times the counselor has spoken with her, she has expressed a growing desire to retire. She knows she cannot afford to quit her job just yet, which she does enjoy, but is slowly losing the passion for it. She wants to start planning for when she retires. She is married to a lawyer who is a year older and is still passionate about his work. They have two grown children who have graduated from college and have settled in the same state, but who live in different cities. Counselor: Good afternoon, Megan. Please come in. Have a seat. Megan: Thank you. Cold today, huh? Counselor: Yes. Had to spend some time digging my car out from the snow. Megan: Wonderful way to start the day. Counselor: Yes. So, how can I help today? Megan: I am thinking about retiring soon. Counselor: Okay. Megan: Do you think I'm ready? Counselor: Well, that's a complex question. Ultimately, the choice is up to you. Megan: Oh, I know. I think it is still a few years off, but I want to make sure I'm ready. Counselor: Okay, great. Well, let's talk about retirement and what you should be thinking about. Question 1. How should a counselor begin a conversation about preparing for retirement with Megan? Question 1 sample response. One of the first things to do is discuss with Megan what she wants her retirement to look like. Everybody has different hopes for their retirement, from activities to traveling to also working. Without understanding what Megan hopes to do during her retirement, a counselor will not be able to help provide guidance and education. What do you want your retirement to look like? Depending on Megan's answer, the counselor can discuss various options. It is also important to discuss with Megan what her husband's plans are, such as, you know, your husband loves his job, so does he plan to retire at the same time or soon after you? How will this shape your retirement years together? After discussing plans, a counselor could propose some tactics for planning for retirement. For example, by explaining how expenses can change. The counselor could propose that Megan experiment with a proposed retirement budget to see if it might work. For example, since you prioritize saving for so long, you won't have to prioritize saving the same way you did before you made it. This is what much of your savings plan has been for. It's important to remember this and to allow yourself to pursue the hobbies and activities you want. Of course, this has to be done carefully and within your means. The counselor can also remind Megan that any plan made now is not set in stone. Plans should be flexible and can be revisited after a year or two, and of course, the counselor is available to discuss this if asked. Question 2. Counselor: Okay, so now we know what your preferred retirement looks like. You will need to decide when you want to retire. How can a counselor educate Megan about Social Security, Medicare, and so forth? Question 2 sample response. The counselor should explain to Megan how Social Security and Medicare work and when each of them would become available to her. For example, the counselor should explain how applying for Social Security at different ages can change how much benefit she receives. This is an important decision, so Megan will have to consider the benefit she would receive and the other financial means and income she would have. If her husband continues to work, taking Social Security earlier may not present a financial strain. However, delaying it would increase the monthly income Megan can receive from Social Security. In terms of Medicare, Megan will become eligible to enroll in Medicare from the age of 65. A counselor can provide Megan with information about how and where to enroll for Medicare, including details about the website and what needs to be done. The counselor should note, however, that the counselor cannot be given access to Megan's Medicare account. It might make more sense to suggest to Megan that they can plan to revisit the topic of Medicare once Megan is nearer age 65. There is, of course, no harm in educating Megan about it now. Question 3, Megan: What should I do with my investments? How should the counselor respond? Question 3 sample response. A financial counselor cannot provide investment advice, so the extent to which they can engage in this conversation is limited. The counselor should state right away that they cannot provide that kind of advice. However, a counselor can educate Megan about required minimum distributions, RMDs, in case Megan either is not aware of or has forgotten about them. We can talk about required minimum distributions. These are the payments you will have to start taking from your tax-deferred accounts. After explaining what RMDs are, the counselor could end with, if you want more advice about how to handle your investments during retirement, you should speak with your investment professional about what the best withdrawal strategy is for you.